Kim, you said after Thursday's match with Hampton that we had to start taking our chances, and it was a bit more of the same really today.
Yeah, second half in particular, we've done really well again. I mean, we played with 10 men for 45 minutes, which was hard enough in itself against a team that we'd lost twice to. And in the last 10 minutes, we've missed another two good chances.
Just talking about the red card first of all, how did you see that?
Well, I saw it as a one-footed tackle for a start off. It definitely wasn't two-footed. I think he played the ball, definitely took the man out, but a booking would have been enough, I think.
Okay, and you decided not to change things at half time, player wise anyway. What was the plan for the second half?
Well, just to work them as hard as we could, try and get a goal in the first quarter of an hour, and then we would have gone to another player in the back four. We would have made that a five. But just to keep it compact, a tight three in the middle, and then just get the whip whenever chance we could get to get it. The idea was to bring wingers on for 20 minutes at the end, which we'd done, and he'd done superbly well, you know. Touch and go with him, didn't know whether he would come through it okay. He's had a stomach virus for 6 or 7 days now, but he's done really well when he came on.
That's right, and like you said, we had a lot of chances towards the end. What do you think the problem is about not putting them away?
I don't know if it's anxiety. I mean, Julian Seals made a fantastic run into the box to join in with the play. I can't really think of any reason why he didn't take the chance. It's just, I don't know, perhaps overexcited, a bit anxious, but we've got to start scoring him, definitely.
Okay, and of course Craig Lewington will be suspended. I believe Tim Seals picked up his fifth booking, so it's obviously going to get harder as the weeks go on.
Yeah, it's obviously it'll be a blow if we're without Tim for a big game, the trophy or something like that. Craig's Craig, and unfortunately he didn't really get going today, and I think the sending off was the icing on the cake for him really. But we've got enough players to cope with Craig, and I thought David Ockway done really well up front today from his first game, and apart from that I think we'll be alright.
Okay, thank you.